It's not a problem unique to the River City, but Sheriff Mike Williams says false alarms require more than 36,000 hours of police time annually.
And right now, if we spend 38,000 hours a year on responding to what is really a 98% false alarm, you know, operation. So 98% of that is false. That's 18 full-time policemen.
Williams blames a combination of user error, like pets who set off motion sensors, and the city's antiquated security alarm registration and inspection system. To ensure residents are complying with alarm inspections and best practices, City Council last year mandated the creation of the new online registration system. They also upped penalties for repeat false alarms, Williams says.
Our new system, again, can identify an alarm that's not registered. Anyone who is not paying fines or fees for false alarms can also be identified. Excessive false alarms at a single location can be identified, and these infractions could result in us not responding to that burglar alarm.
Williams clarifies that police will always respond to panic or fire alarms. The new city policy limits homeowners to just 2 false alarms before being fined. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.